This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? It's a talk radio town hall hour with your Congressman Kevin Cramer here for the entire hour, taking your calls, your questions, your comments on any and all topics. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. If you have a question you'd like to just ask and leave for us on voicemail and have us play for the congressman, you call our 24/7 hotline at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Okay. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or you can text me today at 701-367-2054. Tomorrow we're talking deer hunting. Going to have some fun there. Friday we're going to be down in the Twin Cities. We're going to be broadcasting live from the campus of the University of Minnesota, getting set for the big University of North Dakota, University of Minnesota rematch in hockey. And we'll be broadcasting from the Commons Hotel, which is right on campus. So stop by and see us if you're down there Friday. In fact, I was chatting with President Mark Kennedy of UND, and he tells me that there is a little contingent from North Dakota that's coming down to do some touring down there on the campus on a, I can't remember what exactly they're touring, but he is touring it along with Dean Bresciani, the president of NDSU. How about that? I'm thinking they're probably imparting some good old-fashioned North Dakota knowledge on the eggheads at the University of Minnesota, but that's just me. I can say that stuff. They can't. Anyway, so Friday, that's we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some former Sioux on and some former Gophers on. And I want to know, you can text me your answer at 701-367-2054. Which former Sioux would you most like to hear tell his story about playing the Gophers? That should be good fun. Okay. That's Friday on the program. Monday, Newt Gingrich will join us. Tuesday's election day. And don't forget, we got trips to Norway going, trips to New York City going. I can't believe it. We're like 26 days away from New York City. Not too far from Norway as well, coming up in June. So a lot happening around here, folks. Congressman Kevin Cramer does join us now on our Talk Radio Town Hall hotline to take your calls, questions, and comments. Good morning, Kevin Cramer.
Good morning, Scott. Wow. Are you sure that those two North Dakota presidents aren't going down to Minnesota to try and steal some recruits or get some transfers from Minnesota to Fargo and Grand Forks?
It could be.
Let's start a scandal, shall we?
Let's start a rumor.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to light up the phone.
that could indeed. Yes, exactly right. Yeah, there is, I guess that what... They're touring, as I found my notes here, the University of Minnesota High Performance Computing Center. And, so they're going to be down there doing it as part of the Nexus and the effort of the Chancellor, Dr. Hagerot. So, anyway, sure. I think it's kind of cool that they're down there together. I said, well, I hope President Bresciani's staying for hockey, but I don't have an answer yet, so I don't know what's going on there at all.
maybe he's scouting the football field for a game next year. That'd be okay too.
That would, yeah, exactly right. Let's get that going again. By the way, breaking news out of Minnesota Viking land: Norv Turner, the offensive coordinator, fired today. Fired. Huh. I mean, two losses after they looked to be invincible, and all of a sudden the offensive coordinator gets thrown under the bus. How about that? Wow.
Well, it's interesting. I heard you say that, and I wonder about that because. Frankly, I think North Turner is wonderful, but he can't block. He can't be the offensive line, but he clearly doesn't have a good one. But that's another whole story. That's frustrating to watch.
All right, we're going to get some calls here. Before we do, breaking news happened late last night. President Barack Obama commenting on the Dakota Access Pipeline. This is a story we're not going to necessarily have time for today, but there's been a real big effort to get Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama involved in this and supporting the eco-terrorists down there. And they finally succeeded to get President Obama. Here's what he said. I want your reaction, Congressman Cramer, if we could get it.
One thing the candidates aren't really talking about is the Dakota Access Pipeline. Is that something that you would consider intervening in? People have called for your administration to make a call.
We're monitoring this closely. And, you know, I think as a general rule, my view is that there is a way for us to accommodate sacred lands of Native Americans. And, you know, I think that right now the Army Corps is examining whether there are ways to reroute this pipeline in a way. So we're going to let it play out for several more weeks and determine whether or not this can be resolved in a way that I think is properly attentive to the traditions of the first Americans.
Okay, so here are a couple things. One, my question is, the most chilling part of that whole statement is not even rerouting the pipeline. And right. The Corps is looking into that, because I think that could be just appeasing some people to say they're looking into it. Doesn't mean they're going to. But the most chilling part of that is we're going to let this play out for several weeks. Does that not concern you?
You know, maybe. I guess I'd like to know more about what he's thinking when he says that. I would say that, you know, in a few weeks, the pipeline's going to be done. So there's that. I guess I suppose on the optimistic side, there'd be that. And in terms of sacred lands, the lands that they're claiming that were sacred, that are sacred, the pipeline's pretty well already in. I guess that's confusing. By the way, so that people understand, I've been dealing with this on a national level for several days, as you know, Scott, doing a lot of national radio, doing NPR, doing Los Angeles, New York, Boston radio. And what a lot of people, I think, don't understand is that in North Dakota alone, there were 91 different reroutes, minor reroutes, as a result of cultural resources that were identified in consultation with tribes. I should say in North Dakota, I'm not sure if it's North Dakota alone, but very well might have been. I don't know. But 91 that we know of, and that's a result of consultation with tribes. So it's not like cultural sites haven't been accommodated. They're accommodated in state law, and they're accommodated in federal law. But even North Dakota state law requires accommodation for sacred sites. So that's a bit of a false premise, to say the least. But I actually found his comments, while sort of surprising that he made them at all, I found them pretty open-ended. So, you know, I guess maybe everybody could take something good and or something bad from them.
Well, when I hear him say, we're going to let it play out for several more weeks, it makes me ill. Play out. Someone could die. Someone could have died. They're playing games. This is a pawn. This will play out. Drag it out. You know, which is what they've really done by issuing the, you know, order that says give them the permit and then not actually give them the permit. I mean, they're letting it play out. They are using regulation to get to a political end, in my mind.
Yeah, I guess when I say hear them say play out, I mean, it is several weeks from completion. So they're not stopping construction. Construction is continuing, as you know. So it's a little bit odd to say we're looking at whether or not there should be a reroute, but we're going to let it play out for several weeks. Well, in several weeks, there'll be no reroute because the route will be all done. And that's my point about, I don't know really what's in his head or his heart as when he says something like, we're going to let it play out. To me, it sounds like stalling, which, you know, in North Dakota, we're dealing with this very specific protest and rioting and lawlessness situation. But on the other side, in the rest of the country, you know, play out sounds to me like they're going to continue construction. Otherwise, they'd stop it. They haven't done that. Because there's no
Let me ask you this. Does this comment worry you? Does it worry Dakota Access Pipeline? I mean, is there anything in here to be worried about, or just is it just bluster?
Well, the best thing would be a definitive answer. That would be the best thing, because that provides certainty. But if the certainty is we're going to reroute it, that would be very problematic. If the certainty is we're going to issue the permit, you know, tomorrow, that would be a better answer. So, Scott, in the absence of one of those two, is play out. So does it worry us? Yeah, it's not as good as saying there's nothing to see here, and we have no reason, no legal reason to not allow this to go forward. But short of that, you know, at least play out means that it's still under consideration, as opposed to a straight up denial. Now, we should be reminded that this is how they killed the Keystone XL pipeline. They let it play out for years and years and years and years, until the president finally gave a definitive no to it. Now that's a little different because that required a presidential permit to cross the international border. That's not the case, of course, with the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Congressman Kevin Cramer with us on What's on Your Mind today. I remain very agitated about this whole thing. I mean, we're day 83 today, and we're really, it's nothing short of a miracle that there hasn't been life laws given the level of, law-breaking, lawlessness, riotous. I mean, look, throwing Molotov cocktails and firing weapons and doing the things that have been done, and the administration wants it to play out and have this continue. Oh, man, it irritates me. More coming up with Congressman Cramer. Going to go to Tim and Bismarck, Mark and Bismarck, and many more. Straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. And exceptional cropland auctions in McIntosh, Kidder, Scotsman, Cass, Burley, Logan, Emmons, and Clay Counties. And a Piper exclusive auction, 450 mineral acres in Montrail County. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide, do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items. The pizza, the pop, the cookies. $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded...
I'm like a rubber ball, baby, that's all that I am to you. Just a rubber ball, cause you think you can be true to two.
The legendary Bobby V. You. How about that, folks? Congressman Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall continues on What's on Your Mind, and Congressman Cramer making his way to the funeral of Bobby V today. Rest his soul. He was a gem. Good friend of yours, right?
He was a gem. He was a friend of mine. I'm too young to have been part of the 1960s rock and roll fan club, but got to know him well. I nominated him, actually, in 1986 for the Rough Rider Award, and he was passed over by the Sinner administration, but I had a little more influence on the Schaefer administration. It was tourism director and renominated him, and had tremendous help from people like Dick Clark and Tommy Rowe and Johnny Tillis and some of the other icons of that day who strongly supported his nomination. And, of course, Ed Schaefer inducted him into the Rough Rider Hall of Fame and gave him the Rough Rider Award, and Tommy Rowe and Johnny Tillotson were there and had a big concert on the Capitol Mall in Bismarck with Bobby V, Tommy Rowe, Johnny Tillotson. And so we're going to say our final goodbyes today, and it's just very, very, very bitter for me because he's only 73 years old. He suffered from Alzheimer's disease, and I'll tell you, Scott, of all of the diseases, and there are many that we are yet to conquer and need to, Alzheimer's might be the worst, and frankly, I believe it's one that we will conquer as a country. We put a lot of money in Congress into cures and into NIH to try and find a cure for Alzheimer's, and it's something I've been committed to for a long time, and I know a lot of others are as well. But today we say goodbye to Bobby.
Godspeed to Bobby. Rest his soul, that's for sure. All right, let's get to the phones here for Tim in Bismarck. You're first to go. You're up.
Hey, good morning, everybody. First of all, I want to say thank you to our law enforcement and our National Guard for all the work they've been doing down there south of Bismarck. And second of all, let's say a thought and prayer for those police officers' families that lost their lives. It's an unfortunate thing, but at least they caught the guy that did it. My point today is, Kevin, I've been hearing a lot of comments and ads from your opponent on the radio lately, really negative ads, your ads are just the opposite. They've been very positive, and I compliment you on that. But his ads are saying that you won't debate him and that you lie, and I want to get your opinion on that, why he's attacking you, and if you actually would debate him. You already have that. I missed
sure,
it.
Sure,
so,
sure.
And you have my vote, Kevin. I'm behind you 100%. So.
Thank you, Tim. No, but first of all, he's got a bigger challenge. He's the challenger, and so he's got to make it about me. God knows he doesn't want his record out there. He's got 4 felony convictions. He nude pictures of himself that he put on his own website and sent to his girlfriend. And, so the guy doesn't have a lot of positive things to talk about. But with regard to debating, I've accepted every debate that we've received. We did 3 debates, one of them on this very show. In fact, I gave up this hour of Talk Radio Town Hall voluntarily, as Scott can attest, to have a debate, to provide one more opportunity. But I've never turned down a debate, and I think at this point it's easy for him to say I have, because it's probably hard to fact check. He can also then avoid another debate and still claim that he wants to do another debate, because I don't know, Scott, if you wanted to play that one over again, you could play that every hour from now until election day, as far as I'm concerned, that debate with Chase Ironites. To say it was a poor performance would be as generous as I could be.
Yeah, and Kevin's right. He gave up, how many people say, come on into my house and have a debate. Let's debate, right? And that's what basically Kevin did with the hour that we set aside as Congressman Kevin Cramer's official business every week to basically do constituent service here, answer your questions, right? I mean, because that's all we do. We try and get to every single call, every single question, and a lot of great things have happened from people calling in concerned about different things that Kevin has taken a note on. In fact, we don't get a lot of them anymore because, early on we were doing this, people would say, I can't believe this is happening, or the VA did this, or whatever. And you're welcome to call those in. That's what this was all about. And he said, let's not do that. Let's let my Libertarian Party opponent and my Democratic Party opponent come in and have a debate. So yeah, not too factual on his part at all there. All right, let's go to Edgley. Another Tim, been waiting a bit here. Tim, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Congressman Cramer there. And I just have a question as a rancher and a farmer and things. I'm very concerned about the plight of the Hammond family. I know you're not the Hammond family in Oregon. I know you're not you're not there. They're not your constituent and everything. But isn't some congressperson or senator going to take up the cause of these poor ranchers that have been put in prison for such a minor offense? You know, it's ridiculous. And then yet we have a person running for president that is an absolute disgrace to the country.
Yeah.
And this is awful. Isn't someone going to take up the plight of these poor people? They have made a deal with the government in this plea arrangement that they had with their, they have to sell their ranch to the government if they sell it to anybody.
Yeah. So great point. So the Hammond family, for those that might not remember, were the ranchers that started purposely started a fire, and I believe he even got permission and warned the neighboring federal ranch that they were doing this to deal with some rangeland management. It was all legal and up and up. Winds shifted, and some of that fire went into federal lands, and the federal government filed charges against the family, and then you're right, did a plea agreement with the heavy, heavy hand of the government pushing down on them, forcing them into a settlement. So their congressman is a guy named Greg Walden, and I know Greg very well. He is a great guy. He's chairman of the subcommittee that I serve on, the Energy and Commerce Committee that oversees telecommunications and the Federal Communications Commission. Greg has taken that issue up at a personal level, but it's a great example of why the federal government has way, way too much land. They own over 60% of the land in the United States is owned by the federal government, and they manage it very poorly because they're captive to the left-wing crazies that don't think you should down trees, you shouldn't remove old timber, you shouldn't manage the rangelands, you should just let nature do its course, which is, by the way, is what creates forest fires and kills habitat and all kinds of things, not to mention makes the land very unproductive. And so not only should the government not get the Hammond land, more federal land needs to go back to states and more into private ownership so it can be used for productive purposes and, frankly, conserved much better by private landowners and by the state and by farmers and ranchers than it would ever be by a federal bureaucrat.
Well, that's comforting to know that there is someone helping or trying, you know, that their congressional delegation is trying to help them. I know Oregon is very liberal in certain areas, but I'm very glad to hear that. So that's good to know.
Yeah,
I say the disturbing thing on that whole deal is how those folks were treated up there because they were in some, you know, picnic shelter that happened to be federal that was never even occupied, right? You had to get them out of there. But now you've got folks who are, you know, these green extremists occupying core land. Well, they got the First Amendment, so we're not going to tell them to leave 86 days later. You can't make it up, the difference of treatment. All politics with these guys. More coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of using an AED as soon as possible.
For every 1 minute we go without CPR, we are losing 10% chance at life. So if it takes you 2 to 3 minutes to get that AED on that particular person, we've decreased 30% at that point. So our big thing is to try to get the AED to them, but having someone at least doing those compressions until we get the AED to them. Getting that AED on that person within those first 3 minutes is the critical time. That 3 minutes, if we can get that heart restored and get that circulation going again, it really helps the chance of EMS being able to have a good, viable patient to be able to work with when they get on scene.
To learn how you can prepare to save someone's life using CPR or an AED, go to www.ndsc.org and click on First Aid. For available training in your area, visit our training registration page.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say.
Into that all day long.
Just tell her that you
we're praying for the repose of the soul of the one and only Bobby B. North Dakota's one and only legend in these parts, and of course a legend with the music world as well. Friday, I mentioned, we'll be live from the University of Minnesota campus, and really looking forward to our special broadcast. We are taking the hot spring spas and pool tables to studios right down to the parking lot practically of Mariucci Arena for the big game this weekend. UND taking on the Gophers, going to be a great time. Coach Brad Berry will join us. We'll have some former Sioux as well, and former Gophers. Steve Hallstrom will be co-hosting with me, and Steve is he's the Gopher fan, so he'll keep the show balanced, unfortunately. But I tell you what, I am really just struggling with which former Sioux to tell the story of what this series, what this rivalry is like. It's big. It really is. So text me your suggestion on who that ought to be. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 studios. Also, Brad Berry will be there, the coach of the UND hockey team. And Coach Berry is a customer of Hot Spring Spas. So is Carson Wentz. Why aren't you is the question. They're in Minot. They are in Fargo. They are in Bismarck. They are in Grand Forks. So there's one close to you. Also brought to you by Arvig. Do business with Arvig. Thunder Seed, first in the field. And Christofferson's Tin Lizzie Auto Body Repair Shop in Williston. And B-Mobile. Location near you. Find out more. B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium provider. All right. Congressman Kevin Cramer back. The Talk Radio Town Hall continues. On we go. Let's go next to Sam. I'm sorry, Mark in Bismarck. Mark in Bismarck, then Sam in Bismarck, and then Mark in Minnesota. Go ahead, Mark. You're up.
Hey, Congressman, thanks for taking my call. I'll just let you know I just voted this morning here in Burley County, and you got my vote. You have my support. So
thank you. Thanks, Mark.
I'm sure you're going to win. So my question is, and it's because of my vote, of course. My question is, recently in the news has been the story about veterans who in California had to pay back bonuses. And then doing more reading and looking up information on the internet, there are other states where the same thing has happened. It's kind of a twofold question. First of all, were there any North Dakota veterans that are involved in this that have to pay back any bonuses or whatever? And second part of the question is, When did Congress actually find out about this? As I understand it from reading, Congress has kind of known about this for quite a while, and the Department of Defense and the military or the Armed Services Committees knew of this, and they just let it slide, and then all of a sudden it hit the press. My question is, when did you find out about it, and when did Congress find out about it, and why did...
All right, got it. Got to get to Kevin here. We got a lot of calls.
A lot of good questions. So I don't know in terms of any North Dakota members if it's affected them. I don't know of any, but we're looking into that. With regard to when did Congress learn, I learned about it the same time everybody else did, and I don't know whether the committee chairs, the relevant committees knew previously or not, or whether they suspected something. It's been my understanding that DOD has known about for a very long time, Department of Defense, and it only recently came to light members of Congress. I think the big problem in California, if you want to know the truth from the Department of Defense standpoint, was that Kevin McCarthy is a congressman from California and is the majority leader. And when he found out about it, he just about went berserk. So, but we're obviously there's going to be oversight hearings on it when we get back. We'll go back a week after, next week, after the election, the following week. And we'll learn a lot more about it, Mark. But to be honest, I don't know exactly when Congress was informed of it.
I appreciate the call. Speaking of veterans, just quick plug here. We are going to be with Congressman Kramer next Thursday, day before Veterans Day, in Minot. Minot State University, Fortis Energy is sponsoring a veteran employer-friendly summit. And the whole premise behind this is having more veterans welcomed, recruited, and really part of vibrant businesses in North Dakota. Fortis Energy has been a real leader in this. They've received awards for it. And so a lot of HR officials from around the state coming in to talk about how to make their workplace more veteran-friendly and get some tips from veterans themselves, be a resource for veterans and get them in there. So this is really looking forward to this. It is a free event. Eventbrite, you can get an invite so you're at least on tap for the lunch and all the fun that will happen. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., that is next Thursday, the 10th. And our special broadcast is brought to you by Fortis Energy, by Weatherford, by the Frack Shack, and by Blaze Energy. So look forward to being at that special event. Congressman Kramer is going to do a talk radio town hall from there, and we're going to talk about that very issue in his Veterans Advisory Board. So looking forward to it. Let's go to what you want to say anything about that, Kevin?
No, I wanted just to say Fortis has been a leader in this in the energy field, but a lot of our energy companies in North Dakota have very specific veteran hiring policies and veterans on their staffs who have a very strategic purpose in the hiring veterans. And by the way, this is not an act of charity. This is really good for business. When you get accomplished, risk-taking, leader-oriented, loyal, people who deal with adversity, highly skilled workforce, and look no further than the veterans to find that kind of workforce. That's really good for business as well as the right thing to do.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Sam Bismarck, question for Congressman Kevin Kramer. You're next.
Hi, thank you for taking me a call.
You bet. Thank you.
Congressman Kramer, I've got a question for you. And it's about the federal lands. And to my way of thinking, wouldn't it be advantageous to put up for sale some of that land and pay off the national debt?
So just a couple of things. One of the things I got asked about yesterday by a national energy reporter was what does Donald Trump mean when he says we should be using we should be using the federal lands more and federal resources to pay off our debt, and he talks, Scott, about that $50 trillion that the taxpayers own of oil and gas under federal land, but you don't have to sell them off necessarily to get those resources. To the caller's specific point of selling more federal lands, I think there are a lot of federal lands that could be made more available for sale, especially out in the Mountain West. Now, we aren't interested in selling you know, wildlife refuges or national parks or, you know, anything like that, obviously. But there are millions and millions of acres. In fact, this president and Bill Clinton was horrendous about this. They used the Antiquities Act to bring more land under federal ownership by creating what are called monuments, national monuments. And the Antiquities Act gives the president authority to create a national monument by declaration, but there's supposed to be a small area of land relevant to some historical or cultural event. Instead, they make a, you know, 2-3 million acres and they sweep it all into a monument status. That means you can't do anything with it. And no question, we need to reverse that in certain areas.
Appreciate the call, Sam. Thank you very much. And you're right. I've heard Donald Trump say as much about, you know, the debt issue, and right next to the next sentence is energy, connecting those two, and I love it. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Bob Grafton, question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hi guys, thanks for taking my call, Congressman. Hey, I wanted to thank you for all your town hall meetings that you've done through the years here, and trying to stay in touch with all of us here. I salute you for that, sir.
I haven't
agreed with everything of yours in the past, but I the majority of, yes, I have. Congressman, you have my vote and my support, as well as my family's vote and support, and it's a big family, trust me. Now, I just want to know one thing. When you get back to Washington, and I say when, not if, I say when you get back to Washington, I think the American citizens in this country have absolutely had enough of the crooked and deceitfulness of the Democrat Party, from Harry Reid on down, Nancy Pelosi, all of them. Will you pledge to, or will you just try your hardest to be an absolute brick wall for anything that the Democrats put forward in this next 4 years? Because America has got to have her rudder fixed, and we need our compass back.
So it depends on what they put forward, Bob, but of course, given history, we'll try to stop every crazy idea that they put forward. On the other hand, if they're ready to come to work with us to move the ball, even if incrementally in the right direction, I'd like to work with Democrats to do the right thing. I will tell you this. I think this president we have now, Barack Obama, has made that all but impossible for the last several years. And I worry that should Hillary Clinton become president, it's going to be as bad, if not more difficult, because we're going to have a president that's under federal investigation for most of her term. And that's going to make it very, very difficult. If we can get a President Trump, and this is why this election is so critical. And I know people think that I'm too pro-Trump from time to time, or I'm not squishy enough on my support. But doggone it, this never been more important that we elect the right president than this time, at least not in my lifetime. And if we can elect Donald Trump president, then we're going to have somebody we can work with and who will sign into law the bills that we put on his desk, as opposed to threat vetoes and filibustering, not to mention appoint the right people to the Supreme Court. But Bob, you have my full commitment, as always, that I will go and we'll do everything again to block the craziness from the left, and work with them when I can, when they want to advance the ball in the right direction.
Is Donald Trump going to win?
I believe he is. I believe he's going to win. I think he's on the brink of a major electoral victory, quite honestly. As you know, Scott, my wife, Chris, was in Charlotte yesterday. She's in Pinehurst, North Carolina today. She won't be home till this is all over, at least not till Sunday night. She's out there with Women for Trump. That's her and five of my colleagues' wives, trying to win North Carolina and convince the women of North Carolina that Donald Trump needs to be the president of the United States. And she's telling the North Dakota story all over North Carolina and applying it to this election. So our family's all in.
That's pretty amazing. It does feel what I sense is this momentum that's been there for about the last 10 days. And it hasn't been like big swings, but every day it's a little bit. There's no good polling news for Hillary Clinton. I don't see anybody going, whoa, wait a minute. She's up here. The momentum has all gone Trump's way. That was accelerated by the FBI news. I don't think it stopped. So if it doesn't stop, I agree with you. You're hard pressed to say that it's going to be anything other than a significant victory here. It's tight right now today, but a few days ago it was 4 or 5 points the other way. So stay tuned, folks. More coming up with Congressman Kramer after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørn Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Iconic songs. A North Dakotan in that Rough Rider Hall of Fame. By the way, Eugene Dahl joined that esteemed group. There are only 45 people that have been given North Dakota's highest honor, the Theodore Roosevelt Rough Rider Award, and one was just given on Friday by Governor Jack Dalrymple to Eugene Dahl, the man behind Steiger and Bobcat, and sparked so many different businesses, Amity Technology today. So and Bobby V. And years ago, and a friend of Congressman Kramer's. He's on his way to the funeral right now. Is it down St. Cloud today? Is that where the funeral is?
It is at St. John's Abbey Church at Collegeville. Bob and Karen lived in St. Cloud. They moved from Hollywood to St. Cloud really to raise their family. They wanted to be in the Midwest, but they also needed to be closer to a large market like Minneapolis. A funny story, Johnny Tillotson, who I got to know through the nominating process for Bobby for the Rough Rider Award, I was talking to him one day in Bismarck, and this was before cell phones. He said, "Do you have Bobby's phone number?" I said, "I have that in my office, but hold on." And I grabbed the house phone at the Ramcota in Bismarck, and I called information, asked for Bob's phone number in St. Cloud, hung up, and I gave it to Tommy or to Johnny Tillotson. He said, "Are you telling me that Bobby V has a listed phone number?" I said, "Well, Johnny, how would his friends get a hold of him if he didn't have a listed phone number?" And he said, "I guarantee you if he still lived in Hollywood, he wouldn't have a listed phone number." And I said, "I guarantee you that's why he doesn't live in Hollywood." And it's just a classic Bobby V. He's one of us all the way.
That's so awesome. It really is. All right, short time here, but we'll get to as many as you can. I have a text that just came in. I will do that first up here. "You radical conservative Republicans are selling your souls to the devil by voting for Trump," says this listener. "Trump is a tax cheat, a fraud, a serial woman assaulter." And what do you say?
Well, first of all, I don't know he's ever cheated on his taxes. He is a very successful business person. There's no federal investigations into private use of emails. He hasn't lied to Congress. He hasn't lied under oath. He hasn't lied to the FBI. He's got a tax plan that's not only, you know, that's good for all Americans, not just elite Americans. He's got a energy plan that's good for North Dakota. He's got a rollback regulation that he's going to rebuild our military that's badly in need of it. There are many, many reasons why North Dakotans ought to all vote for Donald Trump as opposed to Hillary Clinton.
Another email from, this is an email, not a text, from Jason says, I'm going to jump here a little bit. He's driving truck for a living and listens to the program on iHeartRadio, which we appreciate a great deal. Says, "I'm writing in concern to we've learned recently about the Clinton camp. As if we didn't already know they were corrupt, it's hard to believe she's even able to run for office. I'd like you to ask Congressman Kramer what the plan is with these emails that are discovered, because our American people, for some odd reason, think she's capable of being president of our country, and I don't understand it."
There's a political side, but our role as Congress is oversight. Remember that a lot of this stuff was revealed after Congress was asking questions. There's no doubt there will be oversight hearings that will go be ongoing whether she wins or loses. But certainly if she wins, it will continue the hearings, and the FBI continues on the case. As you know, a big internal fight at the Justice Department, because this Department of Justice is by far the most partisan Department of Justice in the history of our country. It's very, very concerning. And that means that Congress has that much more responsibility to do oversight of the executive branch.
All right, here's an off-air call that came in during the break. Roll that.
Hi there, Scott, Congressman. Real quick, next year when you convene a new Congress, hopefully we'll still be in control. Speaker of the House, Ryan, where's your vote at?
Well, at this point, my vote, nobody's running against Speaker Ryan, so we don't know whether there'll even be an alternative. And so at that point, we have to make those decisions. The other thing to keep in mind, I think, is that I've been at odds with Speaker Ryan over his sort of squishy support for Donald Trump. I don't think it's been helpful. But that said, I'm also firmly in his camp, because he's got a very difficult job to do. And he has 246 Republican colleagues that he has to look out for, as well as the Democratic side. So we'll see. I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. I do want to talk to him more about it personally to see how he's feeling going forward. If Donald Trump wins, I would say he'll have something to say about who the next speaker might be or should be. And who knows, maybe he wants it to be Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan's a very smart policy guy, very conservative on spending issues and budgeting, as well as tax policy. So we'll have to see, you know, whether he has competition and what the lay of the land is after next week.
All right. I'm not going to have time to get to any more calls, and I do apologize, Mark and Salo, especially you've been waiting a while. Greg on the road, Jesse in Jamestown are the three next to go. If either one of you gentlemen want to call back our 855 line, which is our 24/7 line, we'll make sure your questions go first. next week for Congressman Kramer. He'll be on both for the Veterans Event Town Hall, the Fortis Energy Veterans Friendly Employer Summit that we're doing at Minot State University. It'll be 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Thursday, but also will be on Wednesday, the regular day, to give us a little reaction to the election. I can't even believe that 1 week from today we're going to have the results of this election. Tell me what you think the headline's going to be next Wednesday.
I think the headline's going to be, not since Reagan has a Republican won this big.
How about that? And by the way, did you hear the interview we did last week with Michael Lindell from MyPillow? He's buddies with Donald Trump now. Isn't that cool?
Incredible. That's so cool. And I'm hearing more and more of those kinds of stories, Scott.
Yeah, I tell you, there's a faith story in this Trump team. There really is. Check it out if you haven't heard that interview, if you missed it. And buy my pillows. God bless you, folks. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Have I got a deal for you at Titan Outlet Store. 11% off when you mention my name, Scott. TitanOutletStore.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Save 11%. Here's a 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. This is new. Never been in the field. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, dry clutch on it, fertilizer tank, bulk fill, 22 gallons a minute, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no wheel markers, Pro 700 monitor, too. Big savings now at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.